This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
FM News Talk 97.1. On demand audio.
You're becoming like my most stable relationship.
Enough said.
This is Emily Jahinsky reacting to the Psychological Association saying traditional masculinity is harmful.
So the APA specifically names, in their definition of traditional masculinity, competitiveness, stoicism, all qualities that I think a lot of young women like myself, and women of all ages really probably find attractive, probably find compelling. And I think it's sad that the APA lent its authority as an institution, lent its credibility as an institution to these guidelines, which are steeped in the language really of fourth wave feminism. There's lots of hints at intersectionality. There's talk of privilege. There's talk of all of these different buzzwords. And there's actually short on substance, and the substance that is there is attempting to pathologize things like competitiveness and stoicism in men.
Tyrus, I got to ask you, what do you think about the idea of competitiveness being part of this idea of being toxically masculine?
Well, I compete in everything. So I always consider it as drive and wanting to improve yourself, and competing in general, whether it's against another human being or yourself or a time or a weight number, I think it's good for society. So
let me ask you this question. Let me interject. Do you think that I compete for anything? Like, do you think that there are 100%. Women out there that are, like, just as competitive? I don't understand why that's a masculine
It's not a masculine
trait.
Thing. It's just a good way to just bash, because you're competing right now. You don't get up in the morning and go, well, I'm going to have a mediocre day today. And I'm going to get on my radio show. Maybe I'll speak. Maybe I'll just play music. I don't know. You show up to work on time because you want to be the best that you can do. You get on the radio. You put all the time and effort and energy it is to do your show. You're not half-assing it. You're competing. You look at the top people in your profession, and you want to get there. So, I mean, competition is the American way. I mean, that's the only way you're going to get up off the bottom. I think to try to level the playing field or to make excuses, because we live in a victim society, competition and masculinity, if you want to call it that, those things are against victimism, because you're a victim, nothing's your fault, and somebody should be helping you, and so you shouldn't compete. So because something might go wrong, you might lose. And I think she's missing a big point. Failure is the most inspirational tool you have.
What does this produce? If we live in a society where men aren't supposed to be stoic, where they're supposed to show the emotion that they feel, where they're not supposed to be overly competitive, what comes after that?
Well, I think what comes after that is there's this the feminist movement, the whole thing, the extreme, and these are the people who are getting the airtime for some reason, is like there's an eliminate if there's no. Is an equal playing field. Like if men aren't men, you know, the differences that we celebrate between us, you know, somehow that it's a better world for them. But I guess my question would be, and it's a one way street. That's the cold part, because the same people who are making this argument, let's say if they are married to a man and somebody breaks into the house, are they going to be the one to go down to make sure it's okay? Are they going to investigate? Our society is based off men using their size and strength to protect the family. I mean, that's kind of the American way. So I just think that people make these arguments for whatever reason. They either have an issue with men or a particular bad experience. And so they want to eliminate anything that's going to set up failure. And it's laughable to think that you're in the wrong country if you don't want to compete, because that's the American way.
Absolutely.
That's the only way you're going to get anything. The idea is nothing's handed to you here, and that's why so many immigrants want to come here, because it's fair. you throw hard work in America, you get something. You compete and you strive to be the top of your class and you get things. Other places is not like that. It's already set up. The rules are set to where this is whatever class you were born into or situation you were born into or whatever education is picked for you, that's it. So, you know, just maybe they should go somewhere else because here we compete. And I love it, you know.
Yeah, I think most people do. It's that idea of equal opportunity versus equal outcome. And the thing that I find personally offensive about postmodern feminism is this constant idea of it's almost like a making good on days gone by where they feel like they've been women. These specific women feel as though their gender has been offensed by something in the past. And it's not about, you know, the conversation I'd like to see is, hey, when you see a female who's waking up every day with that really competitive drive that wants to win at everything, don't call her a bitch. Don't call her, you know, don't isolate her or marginalize her because she has the drive. But instead, the postmodern way of feminism right now is to try to make the men not be what they are. It's instead of trying to elevate society and culture to accept women in these roles, it's about making sure men are put in their place to try to level the playing field, if not even give women an upper hand.
Yeah, you know, and I think anytime you go by gender or race determining what opportunities are given, you're going down the wrong street. And, you know, it's funny, I was just reading a story I was prepping for my podcast to talk about today. Was like, over the course of the world, 93% of men are more discriminated against, crimes are harsher against men. The major, there's certain like China and, you know, some of the Middle Eastern countries, and even early United States was really tough on women. But the tide has changed, and I think when things are more level, women tend to do better in jobs because they're more meticulous and they get things done at a better rate. So, and men tend to be discriminated against or have things against them. Now, I'm not making any argument at all that there's not things wrong in the workplace. 100% is. Mm-hmm. And there's bad people everywhere. But I think it's to say all women are this, or like, you know, to try to take things away from you based on your gender.
Yeah,
I just think it's a cop out. It should be the best person for the job, whether it's men or women, blue, yellow, green, whatever your national. If they're the best candidate for the job, they should get the job. And I think America, probably more so than just about any other country, is on the forefront of that. So I don't. I just laugh when they try to. It's like they try to create hysteria. They try to create Armageddon, like, you know, that women are just hunted and destroyed. They're not. And if anything, they go after successful women all the time, which, you know, like, let's take Ann Coulter, for example. You might not have to agree with her views, but to say she's not competitive, she's not the top of her field, and they attack her, you know, like, she's wrong because she doesn't have their point of view. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
It's just very, very funny. You can only, if you're only super liberal, like left, borderline socialist, that's the only correct way to be a human being, according to them. So all their studies show are always slighted that way, and their language is that way. And it's just, it's laughable. Like, I don't take it seriously. I just shrug it off. And I think that's the biggest thing we need to remember. These articles, this stuff written, they're such a small percent of the population that we need to realize that it's not a real, like, if you just look into yourself and look in your own neighborhoods and your own job situations, it never reflects these so-called studies.
Tyrus, I think it's so important that both men and women speak up on this issue and stand up for common sense anytime we get the opportunity to do so, which is why we have you on every week. Always good to talk to you. Make sure people subscribe to Fox Nation, because that's how you get more Tyrus in your life, which is good for everybody. Yeah. Tyrus, thanks for coming on.
Thanks, Kamala. Once again, the language, what's going on? It's like a new thug you.
I'm
getting worried. I'm getting worried.
Yeah, I saw, and we can't really play it on the show, but I saw your clip from the Gutfeld show, this, how Trump has changed your life. Maybe we'll share that on our Facebook page, because you seem pretty emboldened by it.
I was very excited, and I'm sorry you found that side of me.
Oh, yeah. Well, I wasn't terribly surprised, but we love you for who you are, and we're always great to have you on here.
Thank you so much. You're the best.
Talk to you soon, Tyrus. Thank you.
On
Twitter, at Planet Tyrus, go tell him hello.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.